Podcast Network Asia.
These are the terrifying moments that led to some of the grisliest unsolved murders in Philippine true crime history. Listen to the last 24 hours. In this episode, we trace the intriguing circumstance that links the savage deaths of Elizabeth Short, aka the Black Dahlia, and Lucilla Lalu, the original Chop Chop Lady.
Who is the real George Hodel? Are the Black Dahlia and the original Chop Chop Lady murderer one and the same? In the mid-1940s, Elizabeth Short was living in Los Angeles, California, as a waitress, dreaming of becoming a famous Hollywood actress. In the early 60s, Lucilla Lalu was an enterprising young woman from Pampanga trying her luck at setting up businesses in Manila. In life, these two women, from two different countries at two different times, have absolutely nothing in common with each other. In death, however, the details of their last moments will connect in the most curious way, a real-life horror story that remains unsolved. How this happened is the subject of the first three episodes of The Last 24 Hours, a dissection of the sensational, gruesome, mostly unsolved murders in Philippine true crime history. We trace the intriguing circumstance that links the savage deaths of Elizabeth Short, aka the Black Dahlia, and Lucilla Lalu, the original Chop Chop Lady. Imagine going through your dead father's belongings and finding personal pictures of an infamous murder victim tucked in between pictures of your mom and brother. This is what happened to Steve Hodel in 1999, 13 years after he retired as a distinguished LAPD detective. He looked at the black and white photos of the shy, dark-haired female amongst his father's belongings and couldn't help but think, "My God, that looks like the Black Dahlia." Before she was given the moniker Black Dahlia, Elizabeth Short was Betty, an exotic beauty with striking blue eyes and jet black hair that contrasted with her porcelain skin. She was vivacious, flirty, and loved escaping to the movie theater, often talking about becoming a Hollywood actress. It wasn't surprising then that after attending high school in Massachusetts, she left in June of 1940 and moved to Hollywood to follow her dreams. In Los Angeles, however, Betty struggled to maintain a picture-perfect life. She moved around constantly, not really having a place of her own. She did some modeling work, but never really worked in the film industry. Some even claiming she posed for nude pictures, but no such images have ever surfaced. Friends also claimed Elizabeth had a black book that contained the names of 75 men and engaged in a practice called dating for dinner, which apparently wasn't uncommon back then. At some point, she started dating a married man named Robert Red Manley. She wanted him to leave his wife and take their month-long relationship further, but Red, much to Elizabeth's heartbreak, wouldn't commit to her. On January 9th, 1947, Red took Betty back to LA from a job interview in San Diego he had arranged for her. First, he drove her to the bus station to check on her luggage, but then she asked him to drive her to the Biltmore Hotel, where she claimed she was meeting with her sister. It was a lie. Her sister was in Oakland at the time. In his police interrogation, Red said he waited at the lobby with Betty until 6:30 p.m. Biltmore staff also recall having seen her use the hotel lobby phone. This would be the last time anyone had ever seen her alive, and the last time she would be commonly known by her real name, Elizabeth Short. 5 days later, she would be infamously dubbed the Black Dahlia. She was found in the morning of January 15, 1947, at a vacant lot in Leimert Park in Los Angeles by a local resident, ironically also named Betty. Betty, who was on a walk with her three-year-old daughter, thought at first that she was looking at a discarded store mannequin. Looking at the photos of the crime scene, it's easy to understand why. Elizabeth's severely mutilated body was completely severed at the waist and drained of blood, leaving her skin pallid white. The lower half of her body was positioned a foot away from the upper half, with her intestines tucked neatly beneath her buttocks. Also, her corpse had been posed, with her hands over her head, elbows bent at right angles, her legs spread apart in a twisted act of macabre seduction. The medical examiners determined she had been dead for 10 hours prior to discovery. Upon autopsy, they found several cuts on her thighs and breasts, where entire portions of her flesh had been sliced away. There were ligature marks on her ankles, wrists, and neck, which indicated that she was tied down during her ordeal. Injuries into the anal canal suggest she had been raped, although testing on the presence of sperm on her body came back negative. Her killer had also washed her body clean. Elizabeth's face was slashed from the corners of her mouth to her ears, creating an effect known as the Glasgow smile, a wound that, if survived, leaves a scar similar to a smile. The name originated in Glasgow, Scotland, during the 1920s and 30s, where street gangs would inflict this specific wound to deliver a message to rival gangs. Ultimately, the coroners would determine that massive hemorrhaging from this wound and the shock from the blows to her face and head resulted in her death. Despite a long list of suspects, with a few hundreds claiming responsibility over the years, the case of the Black Dahlia remains one of the most shocking unsolved murder cases in LA history. The mysterious allure of her personality and the characters surrounding her short-lived life in LA, inspiring speculations in both fact and fiction. We all want to know, why Elizabeth Short? What could she have done that led to her monstrous treatment? And who could do such a vile, heinous act on another human being? If Steve Hodell is to be believed, that person would be his father, George Hodell. Upon finding what he believed to be were Elizabeth Short's pictures among his dead father's belongings, Steve Hodell launched into an exhaustive, years-long investigation into his father's past. And what he discovered shook him to the core. To follow where Steve Hodell's investigation led him, listen to the next episode of The Last 24 Hours. 24 hours.
Want to hear more? Then subscribe to The Last 24 Hours, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all other podcast platforms.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.